The second story of an old drugstore may not seem to be a place of historical significance, and in many ways, perhaps it wasn't, except for a few months in late 1846 and early 1847. The tale of who lived above the drugstore is this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Henry Sweets can tell you a lot about one of the oldest and most historic buildings in Hannibal, Missouri.
This building is known as the Pollister House or the Grant's Drugstore Building, and it's one of the earliest buildings that still stands in Hannibal. The timbers were cut and fitted together in Cincinnati, Ohio, and shipped by steamboat in 1836.
Actually, Hannibal wound up with the building a bit by accident.
The building was actually headed upriver from Hannibal, but when it arrived, Marion City was under floodwater, so the timbers were unloaded here in Hannibal, and we became the beneficiary of the structure.
One of the early occupants of the building was Dr. Grant, who had a drugstore in the lower story and lived in the upper level. You probably wouldn't know much about that doctor if not for someone else who lived across the street, John Clemens, father of Samuel Clemens, better known as Mark Twain.
Well, Mr. Clemens was never a good businessman, and when he first came to Hannibal, he began to operate a general store that went bankrupt, and he had debts. He ended up clerking in another man's store for a while.
Mark Twain's father had another seemingly prestigious job as well, but it was not enough to make ends meet.
He was also elected to be a justice of the peace. Well, his courts were quarterly, so he was not getting a lot of salary. And finally, in late 1846, he was totally bankrupt, and they had to leave the boyhood home. And Dr. Grant and his family let them move in with them upstairs in the rooms of the Pollister House.
The upstairs of this drugstore became Mark Twain's home for a few months as a boy. And those months were significant for what would happen next. That part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.